Farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson has more.
There are many factors that go into making a crop plan, and weed management is one that should not be forgotten about, even at this time of year. Syngenta Agronomy Service Representative Blake Miller reminds farmers of just how much weeds can impact revenue potential.
There's definitely a direct relationship there. We have looked at 1 to 2 inch weeds and looked at their composition, and we can talk about how much nitrogen was in them, and we know how much a weed that size will remove water out of the field in 3 days, and other agronomic aspects. But where the rubber meets the road here, there's a Southern Illinois University study, and effectively for every inch of weed growth you let compete with your corn, you're losing 4.6 bushels to the acre. So then a grower can take 4.6 times what they sold their crop for, and they can really start to dig into the economics of how I need to design my program, what's it costing me. And we know all those scientific attributes that I mentioned before, but that's the point that's really important.
A big picture approach is needed when selecting a herbicide program.
What were those fields like the last time they were in corn? What did they look like last year if you're rotating in a corn-soybean rotation? What was weed pressure like? Was the program effective the last time I used it? Does the program I'm using today have a long view? What's that mean? That means I want to manage my fields today like they have resistance so I don't get the resistance later on. Do I have multiple effective sites of action on my weed spectrum?
For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
The North Dakota